Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very distinguished guest here at 1320, and that is the star of the 1991 of many stars of Michigan State's 28-27 win over Michigan in 1990, Tico Duckett. Hi, Tico.
Hi, how you doing, Jack?
Just fine, and before we talk about football, I have to ask you about something very important you are involved with in this community, and that is the United Way Drive.
Absolutely. I'm the United Way 2010 chair, and my goal basically is to raise money for the community, for the programs, for as you know, Jack, these times are tough, and every year there's a campaign chair. And it's up to us to get out to the different organizations and companies in the community and just make that awareness to raise money. And that's what I'm in charge of.
What does it say about this community, Tico, that so often when economic times have been tough, people have dug down, you see it, telethons, sure. Whatever the case may be, they've always been very generous.
You know, what's amazing, Jack, is what happens is the people who can't give anymore, you see that they just can't give anymore. And the people that can give, they end up doubling what they can give. So that's what happens. You know, the winners seem to rise to the top, and the people who just can't give anymore, they just can't. So it's been great. We've have a couple of companies and organizations that are ahead of last year. And we have a couple organizations that just can't give. So it's hard work, but I've had a chance to meet a lot of great people and community leaders, and you know it's a pleasure working with some of these people because they get really excited about raising money for the United Way.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that until now. But you go out there and they have the campaigns, they have the kickoffs. We were at the Lugnut Stadium, we had a great kickoff there, and that's a special organization. And you know it's amazing how this community works together.
It's just like football. It's a team.
Absolutely.
And the whole is greater than the sum of the parts when everyone works together. Last year, we had a drive for the Old Newsboys Association, raising money for shoes and boots for those in need. And we said, you know, this is kind of tough. Are we going to make our goal? We had a record year. So that's exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. And it's just a pleasure to be part of United Way. Teresa Kometz is and all the staff that she has, they're wonderful to work with, and they do prepare me for when I'm going out in the streets.
I have to let our listeners know that tomorrow, between 11 and noon, Channel 6 has a special, The Battle for Bunyan, and I have seen a piece that they did with you and your brother, TJ.
Correct.
And you guys had too much fun. I mean, it was almost illegal.
You know, exactly. We did have a lot of fun. It's like anything else. When you don't really realize what he did for the football community, what I did for the football community, until you sit down and kind of talk about it. And, you know, we're fun people. We enjoy fun when it's time, and we work hard when it's time to work hard. So I did have fun on that piece.
You know, you're the only brother combination that's ever scored winning touchdowns against the University of Michigan.
Correct.
And when you look at the total number of touchdowns, of yards, I guess Ted Duckett was a pretty valuable dad for Michigan State.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what. Coming up as a kid, you talk about discipline. I mean, this guy... He was all over us, put it like that. And, you know, him and my mom shaped us into who we are today. And the biggest thing that comes from both of our parents are, it's almost like Coach Perlis would always say, you can't get anything out of it if you don't work hard, you know. And then I got to Coach Perlis, and, of course, his saying was, work hard, keep your mouth shut, and good things will happen. So we pretty much have been brought up on that. Throughout our whole life, and yeah, Ted Duckett did do us good in the long run.
I heard that saying from George about 30,000 times.
Exactly.
we've talked with TJ on this show several times, and I want to give you a minute to talk about your mom.
Oh yeah, well, you can't say enough about her. I mean, she raised us, obviously along with my dad. She was a special ed teacher, so she was just special in herself as far as the special needs kids that she nurtured through junior high and high school when she was in both grades. She was a big hearted person. I mean, you just can't tell enough about her. Unfortunately, you know, being a great person doesn't stop cancer.
Right.
And so that's what TJ and I are doing now. TJ more than me at this moment. He's really, really giving back and trying to create the cancer awareness, you know, he's working with people who have been through cancer, who are going through cancer, and it's just something that we lived. We saw when she was diagnosed all the way to the point where, you know, she passed. So we know what it's like to be a family member with someone who's passing or someone that has fought it and survived. And, you know, TJ's more on that side. I'm more into the business and more doing what I can, mm-hmm. like the United mm-hmm. Way to give back. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she's instilled that in both of us.
Business is going well.
Business is going well. I did find out through the recession that everyone needs toilet paper.
There you go.
So that's one thing. Go. One thing we found out: everyone needs to wash their hands, toilet paper, clean their buildings. And 2 years ago, I did start a separate company, cleaning aspect. It's called D Squared Facilities Management, which does cleaning, residential and commercial. So now I have two companies that are kind of going hand in hand here in the community.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because we're going to be doing a special story on you and TJ.
Oh, wonderful.
For Sport Magazine.
Wonderful.
And a tremendous brother combination. I want to reflect for just a minute on 20 years ago. I know you're busy, but I have to ask you about that game. Number one versus no one, the way it was billed in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
And no one won.
Well, I'll tell you, we at the point, if I'm not mistaken, Jack, I think we were number 7 or 8 in the country. So we were someone, but we weren't number one. And you're right. Everyone had predicted Michigan just to win big. And we knew as a team that we came into that stadium. I think we had 2 losses, mm-hmm. but they were 2 losses that were tough losses.
Yeah.
So we kind of in our back of our minds knew that we were a good team, but our record didn't show it.
And you'd done that without Courtney Hawkins.
Exactly. Exactly.
Your best player.
Exactly. So we kind of knew it, and Coach Perlis really, he was right there, and he told us, you know, hey, we're 2 bounces away from being 5-0 as well.
Right.
And we realized that. So we came in there and fought hard and went back and forth, as you know, Jack, and it went literally down to the wire, and I had scored the 7-yard run with, you know, seconds left, and then of course Desmond Howard turns around and runs a kickoff right back. So it was down to the wire, and I speak with Des all the time about it, about the drop in the end zone.
Ball hit right in the chest.
I call it the drop.
Yeah,
Wolverines call it the trip, and so you know, and he told me, he said, you know, I should have caught that ball.
Yeah.
And so, again, I'm sure the referee didn't call the flag because it was catchable.
I'm glad they didn't call him for offensive interference.
Well, I am too, because who knows? It doesn't mean we would have lost, but it does mean they would have had a second chance.
Yeah, and, you know, Michigan State had just had a great goal line stand, if you remember, in that game. They had 4 cracks from the 2
exactly.
and couldn't get in. So there's no guarantee they would have gotten in if they'd gotten another play.
Exactly, exactly. But it's all fun. It's all fun. It's a big week, Jack. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to watching the game. I'm not going to make it down to Ann Arbor. I'm going to watch it from my home with some friends. And I'm excited. Excited.
We're asking everyone on the show today, Tico, for a prediction. Before we let you go, give us a score for tomorrow.
31-14.
31-14? Start packing for Pasadena. Holy cow. All right. Tico Duckett, chairman of the 2010 Capital Area United Way Drive. Thanks so much for stopping
by. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate your time.
We'll be right back with more Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.